You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
I am not going to speak today. I'm going to let you do the whole podcast.
All right. Well, today we have a question from Lithuania.
Wow. That's so true. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's a church planting question and about kind of how to lead a church when you only have 50 people and how to spend your time. So it's going to be a great episode. So let's listen in.
Very cool.
Hello, my name is Bogdan. I'm from Vilnius, Lithuania, Eastern Europe. We have a church which is 2 years old, the church plant, and about 50 people attending on a Sunday. The main pastor is in another city. He comes twice a month, once to preach and once to be with the core team. And also we have some video calls with him, me and him, for some mentoring. He's basically the casting the main vision. And I'm the person on the ground, employed full-time. I preach sometimes, lead the service, do administration, one-on-one meetings, groups, and so on. And my question would be, in a situation like this, what is the best way to organize my time? Since it's a new thing to me, I haven't yet figured out the best way to be effective in a position like this. Thank you.
All right. Well, the cool thing about this situation is he's not alone. He's not alone. It clearly sounds like he is leading the church the day in and day out, because there's another pastor. He called him the main pastor, who lives in another city, that comes twice a month, once to preach and once to kind of encourage that leadership team. So it looks like he is on the ground and running this. So what are some of your thoughts, Ed?
Well, first, my feelings were hurt that he said Lithuania, that's in Europe, as if we didn't know Lithuania was in Europe. You know why he said that? Because I'm an American. And so he assumes, because I'm not even sure Canada is a separate country. Do you have like your own Congress and stuff up there? Or how does that work?
No. Wow. Okay. Hey, do you know. In Lithuania, we have 135 downloads of our podcast from Lithuania.
I wonder if it's that one guy, though. So that could be. Yeah. Because, you know, Lithuania is our fellow NATO ally. So you're Canadian, NATO. I'm American, NATO. Lithuania, NATO as well. So very excited to see. And Lithuania we're thankful for the Lithuanian people. Wonderful, wonderful people who endured long occupation by Soviet Russia and religious restrictions and more. So love the fact that he's planting a church there. Love, love, love.
Yeah, and talking about Europe, we have people from the Isle of Man. Do you know where that is?
Yes, I do.
Luxembourg, when it comes to Europe, Iceland, Macedonia, Bosnia, Montenegro.
Montenegro, okay.
I don't know where this country is. Guernsey?
It's right off of the UK. So,
yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So the Isle of Man is a little island between, it's actually what's called a crown dependency. So it's between Ireland and the, Wales. And so, yeah, so pretty cool. So, but it's functionally the UK. The UK. But anyway, so we love Europe. We love Europe for the win. We should do a European tour, you and me. David Hasselhoff was huge in Europe. So we could be really, really
not David
famous
Hasselgrave.
In like David Hasselgrave. You know, David Hasselgrave, did you know he died recently?
Oh, I didn't know that.
He did. So now it's not so funny. I understand. He's the world leading evangelical missiologist. So he died a couple of months ago. I went to his funeral. It was really quite beautiful. It was interesting to be all these missiologists there. Mm-hmm. I mean, what an influence the guy has had. So if you haven't read, this is random, read some, David Hasselgrave kind of defined some of the cross-cultural communicating Christ cross-culturally, cross-cultural church planning and more. Anyway, not the point of our discussion today. Back to Lithuania today for his question. So what do you think? You always make me go first. So what do you think?
So our friend Phil, who is now in San Diego, was in
Europe.
Used
to be in Hungary. Used to be in Budapest.
Yeah, exactly. And he was a part of planting and resourcing dozens and dozens and dozens of new churches. Yep. So when you think about that European context and you think about, hey, how do we reach so many different people groups where the goal might not ever be a church of 500. The goal might be a church of 50. And then you go and plant another church of 50 and you go and plant another church of 50. Bogdan, for you leading this group of 50 people, I would just want to say, you know, don't compare yourself to Americans. I'm a Canadian. I can say that because Canadians kind of have this dual obsession and hatred for America.
This is true. This is true.
Like it's just they're all Canadians talk about are American politics, news is all. But when you, yeah. Anyways,
they're Canadians define themselves as not Americans, so they're not Americans. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
but we love America. Anyway. But we wouldn't say yes. that to Americans. All right. Yeah, so
I want to apologize for the current tension that you have been named as now a military threat to the country of the United States.
But, and we're smugglers of sneakers now. And yeah,
you are smugglers of sneakers. I would like some of those sneakers. But yeah. Anyway.
All right. So in light of that, I would just say don't compare yourself to larger churches or even city centers, but really focus in see yourself as a missionary, right? Read missiological texts, read missionary minded texts. Don't necessarily worry about practice and the newest models, but really look at, hey, how do we multiply? I mean, we talked about this in multiple episodes before. How do you multiply disciples? How do you create such a culture where every disciple sees himself as an evangelist? Yeah. Every disciple, and not necessarily, hey, and you know, some people are, but I don't have the gift of evangelism, but we're all called to do the work of the evangelist, regardless of that. So that would be some advice that I would give from the outset.
Yeah, and I would say that don't, and this is going to be shocking. Matter of fact, you're going to be mad at me. Don't think that planting missional churches is the best description of your experience. Planting missional churches is more geared towards the English-speaking Western world. This gives me a chance to name drop. So I was talking to Tim Keller recently, and Tim, it was really
good.
Did you
show him the tattoo that you have of him?
I did not show him the Tim Keller tattoo that I have. But it was really nice because you know about this because he emailed and said that he thought that planting missional churches was what he recommended now as the standard book for church planting in I don't know if he said English speaking Western world, but that's, I think he said the West, mm-hmm. but it's English. So whatever. But what he also said is that, and I think that he would recommend Ott and Wilson's book for global, you know, for global settings and global context.
Yeah, global church planting.
And a global church planting. And I love that. So we're for a good companion. And again, so we're happy for you to read Planting Missional Churches. And I think it would be helpful. But global church planting is going to be more aligned and akin with where you are. And even your mention, and it's not a terrible thing, even your mention of Phil. I mean, so Phil, I preach at Phil's church. I mean, that's over 1,000 people. So, and the largest evangelical church in Hungary. So again, it's much more typical to work with 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 people at the most. And so I would look instead at what the pattern would be in similar European contexts. And I would listen to some of the things that go on in training for church planters. You're probably familiar with the European Leadership Forum that takes place in Poland each year. They have a church planting track. I'd have conversations with some of those people as well, because I think that you'll get some very specific advice that may be different than what we ultimately have.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the questions that Bogdan had was the best way to organize his time. And one of the things that we talk about on the podcast over and over again is that you need to spend time as a pastor, not even just church planter, but as a pastor, you need to spend time with leaders in the lost. And the tension that you're going to face, Bogdan, is with 50 people, you are able to pastor all 50 people. Like that is possible. And there are probably going to be some people who want that. And there are probably going to be some people who are like, oh, you know, you need to counsel, or they are the needy ones. And they're the ones that are calling you over and over again. And whereas the leaders aren't wanting to bother you. What ends up happening is if you don't have this framework of spending time with leaders in the lost, you will just get sucked into the whirlwind of counseling. And not that there's anything wrong with counseling, but you need to equip your leaders to do that counseling. You need to equip your leaders to be group leaders who can shepherd the people, right? So for you to be more of that overseer. So that's just something to keep in mind. Every opportunity that comes up, when you say yes to something, when you say yes to going to spend an hour and a half at a cafe with one of your congregants who is not a leader and who is not lost and is in someone else's small group, you are basically saying no to spending time with the lost or spending time with leaders.
Yeah, I think it's a good word. And so keep pressing on. See through evangelism. See the growth of the church through evangelism. Keep pressing forward with that. Don't compare yourself to other places where it would be a different situation. But instead, wisely and carefully engage in some of the intentional training that would be more appropriate in a European context, which is even different. I mean, you're in the Baltics. I mean, so even that's different, but there'll be conversations that are going on there that you'll find helpful. Continue to listen to the podcast too, but contextualize that ultimately to what you're called to do and where you are.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again for listening in. If you haven't yet rated and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, we would love it if you did. We read every single one of them. Well, at least I read every single one of them. And it's encouraging. Yeah. I share the good ones with you. And it's super encouraging. So we would love it. And we would be honored if you took it. It doesn't even take a minute to do it. If you would just take a minute to do that, that would be great. See you next time.